William Morrow and Harper Audio present Haley Aldridge Is Still Here, a novel by Lisa R. Sloan, performed by Caitlin Kelly and Jacob Padalev. To Alexandra and John. Author's note. Please note that there are some triggering elements in this book. Disordered eating, statutory rape, grooming of a minor, emotional and drug abuse, pregnancy, and death are all portrayed in this novel. Please be gentle with yourself while reading. If you or someone you know has a substance abuse problem, there's help. If you're in the U.S., SAMHSA's national helpline can be reached at 1-800-662-4357. Chapter 1. I wonder what the outside world is like, I think, while sitting outside my 12-bedroom, 13-bathroom, Spanish-style mansion. After all, there's nothing much wrong with me. I'm fit and healthy, yet stuck in the house with two young women who look unsettlingly like me. And some days, I feel like I'm going to lose it. I suck on a piece of mango and wish it could be in a daiquiri. But I gave up alcohol years ago. Drinking makes time go by faster, but it also makes you sluggish. What I need now is a sharp mind. No excuses for being kept in this house for any longer than I already have been. Jessica joins me by the pool, sunglasses perched on her head. I squint up at her. She's the spitting image of her father in the backlight. Mom, she says, and I marvel at how my child can speak. She's 17 now, but will always be my baby. Yes? Why don't we go out? Why are we always stuck in the house? We're waiting for your grandfather, I say indifferently. He and I will discuss it. For the 1,000th time. I just don't get it. I wonder if I knew then what I know now, if I would still make the same decisions, urge my parents to take me to auditions, gone along for the ride. It's not fair to blame a 5-year-old, but that's what I do. Put the onus on a younger me, as if I knew better then. Would all this have come to a head like it had now? Or would I be living a free life, unfettered, somewhere else? Something boring and predictable. Go get your sister. Jessica sighs, but leaves and comes back with Jane. I bite another piece of mango, licking my fingers after it's in my mouth. I used to count the calories of fruit. Every bite, 15 calories. Until I hit 90, and then I'd stop. Now I can't get enough. My belly is rounded from all the fruit, and donuts, and sugared cereal, and potato chips. All the treats I wasn't able to eat when I was younger. It is what it is. I'm having a second childhood renaissance. Mom, Jane whines. She's identical to her twin, but I can tell them apart without any problem. I'm a good mother, no matter what people say. Why don't we go hiking today? Why are we stuck here again? We're waiting, I repeat. But while we're waiting, should I tell you a story? The twins exchange looks. What kind of story? Jessica says hesitatingly. The story about your mom. What kind of story would you have that we don't already know? Jane asks. Well, why I'm stuck here. We've seen the tabloids, Jane says, rolling her eyes. That's not the story, I say, slightly horrified that she would have read any of that trash. That's the screwed-up fairy tale. Jessica crosses her arms. Jane mirrors her. I sniff. I just figured you were old enough now to know. Know what?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?